USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Thursday in its first significant provocation against the United States under President Biden. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga of Japan was the first regional leader to announce that North Korea had resumed testing ballistic missiles in violation of United Nations resolutions. A very partisan debate has kicked off in the Senate over the House-passed For the People Act. On Wednesday, the Senate Rules and Administration Committee started examining the sweeping election reform bill, which passed through the House with absolutely no Republican support. Democrats are claiming the bill would increase citizens' ability to vote in elections. Republicans say election rules and laws are meant to be governed on the local level, and this legislation would be a federal takeover of the election process. Brazil hit 300,000 deaths from the coronavirus on Wednesday, becoming the second country behind the United States to see that many deaths from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Suez Canal in Egypt remains blocked by a ship. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
One of the world's busiest trade routes remains blocked after an enormous container ship ran aground on Tuesday. The Panama-flagged Ever Given is nearly a quarter of a mile long and weighs 200,000 tons. Officials believe the ship became wedged in the canal after losing control due to strong winds from a sandstorm. The blockage could have an effect on world shipping, as canal officials say it could take several days to restore the flow of traffic in the canal once the Ever Given is cleared.
The Suez Canal is an artificial sea-level waterway in Egypt connecting the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. It is 120 miles long. For the first time in 50 years, NASCAR Cup Series will feature a dirt race. The Food City Dirt Race will take place Sunday at the Bristol Motor Speedway in Bristol, Tennessee. The green flag drops at 3:30 p.m. Eastern and can be seen on Fox TV. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the United States faces an unprecedented humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration insists the previous administration caused the invasion of immigrants. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas reminds Americans President Biden's actions is why we're at this crisis level.
Dismantle. That's the word they always use, that Donald Trump had dismantled the immigration system. That's simply false. Joe Biden is the one that dismantled the highly effective policies that created this crisis. There are three of those policies in particular. One was the public health exclusionary order that said in the middle of a pandemic, we're not going to let people enter our country. Joe Biden created an exception for minors, and guess what? We have a lot of minors at our border now. Second was the so-called remain in Mexico policy. If you got to our border and you had an asylum claim, you had to remain in Mexico. You didn't just get released into the country on your own recognizance and hope that you return to your hearing 18 months from now. And third was the so-called safe third country agreement, especially with Guatemala. If you left your country and you're seeking asylum, you have to seek asylum in the first country through which you pass, oftentimes Guatemala. Those three policies had effectively closed our border last year. Joe Biden eliminated them, and we have the Biden border crisis now.
Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News. In his military days, Senator Cotton was deployed to Baghdad as part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. As a platoon leader with the 101st Airborne Division in Iraq, he led a 41-man air assault infantry platoon in the 506th Infantry Regiment. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.